In baseball news, a lawyer for Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez has declined Major League Baseball's challenge to make public evidence that led to the 211-game suspension. The Major League Baseball executive vice president wrote to lawyer Joseph Tacopina Monday, urging him to waive his client's confidentiality. The letter was revealed on NBC's Today show. Checking interleague play, the Red Sox blanked San Francisco last night 7-0. John Lester pitched into the ninth for his first victory in four tries this month. Stephen Drew and Jared Saltalamacchia hit RBI doubles. Shane Victorino added an RBI single, and Will Middlebrooks had a sacrifice fly for Boston. Dylan G pitched into the eighth inning for the Mets in a 6-1 victory over the Twins in a makeup game from April 14th. In the American League, Tampa Bay topped Baltimore 4-3. Texas cruised ahead of Houston 16-5. Cleveland defeated the Angels 5-2. Los Angeles says slugger Albert Pujols is done for the season because of an injured left foot. And Oakland bested Seattle 2-1. In the National League, it was Philadelphia over Colorado 5-4. Cincinnati beat Arizona 5-3. Miami edged the Dodgers 6-2. The Cubs crushed Washington 11-1. St. Louis won against Milwaukee 8-5. And San Diego fell to Pittsburgh 3-1. Checking NFL preseason action, Washington beat Pittsburgh 24-13. Elsewhere, the Buffalo Bills released longtime kicker Ryan Lindell, and Giants receiver Victor Cruz bruised his left heel during last night's exhibition game against Indianapolis. The NCAA has ruled that a Middle Tennessee football player who spent 5 years in the Marines will be allowed to compete this fall, and that'll have 4 years of eligibility remaining. Finally, Willett won the Union Avenue Stakes at Saratoga Racecourse under jockey Joel Rosario, paying $480 to win. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.